WNYC reporters have fanned out across the city to survey the damage in the aftermath of Sandy. WNYC's Stephen Nesson was out in some of the worst hit parts of Brooklyn, Coney Island, Brighton Beach, Breezy Point, where a fire devastated more than 100 homes. And today he was in Far Rockaway. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Amy.
So how does Far Rockaway compare with the areas, other areas you've seen?
Well, it's bad. I saw overturned cars. I saw mounds of dirt and sand in the middle of the road. More mountains of furniture and mattresses on the street than I've seen anywhere else. There are burned out storefronts. But like all the areas, you are seeing neighbors helping one another, looking after the elderly, taking in families from flooded apartments. I've seen this all across Brooklyn. But in Far Rockaway, I also saw a lot more mistrust than I have anywhere else, and more cries for help.
How so?
Well, I met one woman. She's 62 years old, Alice Bridges. I saw her at a bus stop. She was pacing back and forth, waiting for a bus to take her to a pharmacy. She has diabetes, and she tried to stock up before the storm, but was told it wasn't her time to refill her prescription. Now she's out of insulin and is getting panicky.
I'm supposed to get 3 shots a day.
How many have you had since?
I have none. I haven't taken any today at all. And I've been trying to get it. I know I have to eat because I blacked out before by just missing lunch, and I'm afraid that'll happen again.
Wow. That's a serious and pressing issue. The Rockaways, one of the worst hit areas in the city. How are other residents holding up?
Well, there's certainly a lot of anxiety, and there's some anger as well. There are 4 public housing complexes here, and most of them have power and gas out. They have power and gas out. At night, they say you can't see your hand in front of your face. I stopped by the Hamel houses there, and residents were charging up their cell phones and laptops on power strips that the OEM put out for them. But at night, they say they're afraid of being robbed. They've heard of people going door to door, twisting doorknobs to see which one's open. Local shops have been robbed. I saw a Radio Shack that was boarded up. I met a man there, Eddie Spann. He was pushing his son and a niece down the street in a shopping cart, going to pick up some supplies. He described the area as a war zone. Here's
and at nighttime here is worse than being in the Vietnam jungle, where I was back in 69 and 68. You know, it just make me think about this, you know, survivor. You have to survive here.
Yeah.
And if you're not strong, you won't.
Stephen, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said yesterday, I believe, that the city was taking steps in some of these blacked out areas to increase security. In fact, WNYC's Kathleen Horn, who we will go to in a moment, was reporting that out, saying that the NYPD was going to provide more foot patrols, more squad cars just parked along the side of the road with their lights on to provide for lighting. Are you seeing any evidence of that in the Rockaways?
Well, residents said there were some lights, but it's a huge area. It's massive. There's no way they can light all of the housing projects there. The roads, yes, and there are police patrols on the road, and there certainly were NYPD during the day, but it's a huge area. There's no way they can patrol the whole place.
And did you see the food and water distribution centers up and operating in the Far Rockaways?
Yes, I saw the National Guard there today. They said it was their first time there. They were handing out those boxes that have 12 MREs inside, the ready-to-eat meals, no microwave or anything necessary, handing out water. But that was it. Otherwise, local residents were sort of helping these folks. I saw members of a Sikh temple there spooning out big dollops of vegetables, rice, and beans. Local restaurants were giving out free food. I met a couple, Dan and Elda Bauer. They actually...
Well, sounds like we've lost Stephen. Stephen Nesson reporting to us about conditions he found in the Far Rockaways in Queens.